I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Atlanta Falcons roll on with another victory, beating the Cowboys 27-21 on Sunday.
Yeah, big win. Yeah. Look, this is two in a row.
All right, let's start it off.
I mean, like two in a row. So now you're 6-1 in the conference. I don't think that can be understated, because let's just say if Tampa Bay loses tonight to Kansas City,
fingers crossed,
you essentially have a 3-game lead in the division, because you're up 2 full games and you have the head-to-head tiebreaker with them. So essentially, you have a 3-game lead in the division, which is huge. You could go to New Orleans, win your third straight, move to 7-1 in the conference if you can take care of business, and you're going to be 7-3. Now things are looking pretty good. You're 6-3 for the first time since, I believe, 2016. I had to double check that, but I think that's the number. And you didn't allow a team to come into your trap with their backs against the wall.
Don't.
Yes.
It's 7 o'clock.
And beat you like you did against Seattle.
Don't do this.
Into the trap. Take over the trap.
Don't do this.
No, you know what I want to point out real quick, too, is
you didn't know I was going there, did you?
No, it hurt my soul.
I did. Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Walk into your trap. Take over your trap.
That's right, Kirk. That's right. They weren't able to do that. Dallas and those guys weren't able to do that. We need to talk more about Dallas's coaching, some of the decisions we saw, the fact that you got 12 men on a fourth down, 10 men on a third down, a lot of that stuff. But I do want to talk a little bit about the pass rush getting home. And we mentioned it, 3 sacks yesterday, 2 of those on back-to-back plays by Grady and Arnold Ebiketie. And, you know, what was different. And I think we talked about it a little bit on postgame, Goforth and I. We have talked on this show about the inability, it seems like, to get penetration on the twist games, right? We run a lot of stunts up front, a lot of TEs, ETs, linebackers doing different things. These guys have not been able to get penetration. The first guy through is not able to get penetration and get the offensive lineman on the twist games on 2 different levels. And yesterday, especially on those 2 sacks, but honestly numerous times throughout the first half and the whole game, you did a great job as the first man through getting the offensive lineman on 2nd level, not allowing those guys to kind of bump hips and pass you off. And when you're able to do that, right, when the first guy gets penetration, you end up with 2 options in the backfield. So Grady Jarrett gets penetration. Then you have a looper coming around that obviously can get home as well. And either one of those guys can get the sack. And that's exactly what happened yesterday numerous times. You flushed Dak. Dak ended up with 30 rushing yards, which surpassed his season total. But I think I can live with that based on your ability to kind of get those offensive linemen on 2nd levels.
Well, let's talk about the other quarterback in this game, Kirk Cousins. 222 total yards and 3 touchdowns, capping off a 144.8 passer rating this season. Just incredible what he has been able to put together here with the Falcons. And he joined Dave Archer, analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network, for postgame. And this interview is brought to you by Margaritaville at Lake Lanier, at Lanier Islands, an easy 1-hour drive from Atlanta.
Kirk, for me, watching the game, it just looked like a workmanlike performance. You went out, and you and I were talking just before you came on. There was some things probably, and maybe in every game, but there were some things left out there. But just a solid performance on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, there was a solid nature to the game. It was workmanlike. I went in at halftime, and I said, this feels like a game we have to grind out and just one play at a time, earn our way. Was pleased with, much of what we did today, but would have loved to pull away late more than we did.
The evolution of both the pass game and the run game and the way they are blending with one another, you like the direction that's going?
I do. I thought our run game was really positive today. I think the challenge is any negative runs that kind of set us back. If we can avoid those negative runs and just kind of stay in positive gains, it would really help. But, Dallas made us earn it, And, you know, it was, like you said, workmanlike. That's kind of how it felt.
Did they show something or try to maybe change their stripes a little bit? A lot of aggressiveness, yeah. A lot of tight coverage trying to make your guys win?
Yeah, it definitely was tight coverage, and they challenged us in that aspect. Last week against San Francisco, they played some previously unscouted looks, and then I think they did that a little bit again today. I told Coach Zimmer after the game, I just thought he did a nice job of kind of keeping us on our toes and having to keep seeing what they were doing because it wasn't an easy look, plug and play each time. It was kind of a constant changeup.
If there is such a thing, kind of in the dog days of the season now, mid-season now, trying to keep your stride or maybe extend your stride, what's your message to the guy that's been around this game for a while and been in these situations before? Now you got a divisional game coming up next week.
Yeah, I think mature football teams just find a way to keep standing up, keep coming back, keep stacking strong performances. They don't ride the roller coaster. You know, we got to, learn from this game and just come back ready to go on the road against a team that's ascending. And so, will be a good challenge for us.
All right, last thing for you. Our Solomon Brothers player of the game was Darnell Mooney today. 5 catches, 88 yards and a touchdown. And Darnell's made a bunch of plays for you already this year. What is it about him that you like so much about getting him the ball?
Yeah, he's got great movement skills. He's a total pro, as professional of a receiver as I've been around.
Wow.
Just handles himself really well. He's very aware, and he's really good movement skills. He's a tough cover.
All right, man. 6-3, good win.
Yep, keep building.
So, Kirk last year through 8 games before the injury was completing 69.5% of his passes. He had thrown for 2,331 yards, 18 touchdowns, 5 picks. Through 9 games with the Atlanta Falcons, And some of you might say throw one of those games out because we don't even I don't even recognize.
The first game. Yeah, that'd be me. I'd say that. Throw it out. I think he said that, actually.
He also said the Saints were ascending, so I don't know if I agree with everything Kirk says. But,
don't
you know,
disparage an opponent.
I agree with him. Through 9 games this year with the Falcons, he's completing 69.2% of his passes for 2,328 yards with 17 touchdowns and 7 interceptions. So when people said, what are you getting coming off an injury? Did you overpay? Yada, yada, yada. I think that they're getting what they paid for because Kirk Cousins has been phenomenal. The last 2 games, he's thrown 7 touchdowns, 0 picks. Tiff, you said something like
144.8.
Yeah, through those two games. I mean, it's been phenomenal. And he's got guys like Darnell Mooney, and Darnell Mooney has been worth every penny too. And don't forget, that's a guy that Kirk watched, Mike,
right,
in Chicago when he was with Minnesota, and he said, go get him. I want him.
Right, and here's what else I'll remind you of. Who would you have rather had yesterday at the quarterback position, Kirk Cousins or Dak? I think the answer for me is easily Kirk Cousins. And you talk about money, and everybody's like, well, you went out and spent big money on the quarterback position. Guess what? Dallas did too, and right now, Dak doesn't look that much more agile or athletic than anything Kirk Cousins is doing. I was frustrated at the fact that I think he had like a 22-yard rush at one point. We mentioned last week he had only had 20 yards rushing on the season going into this weekend's game after having about 240 last year. He just hasn't tried to run. I don't know if that's a coaching decision coming all the way from Jerry or whatever it is. He reels off the big run yesterday. I'm like, man, I knew that was coming at some point just because it seems like we can't always get home and get guys on the ground in the backfield. But Dak even throwing it downfield, CeeDee Lamb and him couldn't get things going. I just thought that our secondary really played a nice game yesterday, and that's a hat tip to Jimmy Lake and Raheem.
Yeah, you think so? Well, what if I told you that CeeDee Lamb was targeted 13 times yesterday?
Monday night. How many? ESPN. If I told you?
Let's do it this way. If Friday morning I said, hey, we're going to sit here on Monday and say that, and I'm going to tell you that CeeDee Lamb was targeted 13 times, what do you think his numbers would look like?
Yeah, a lot better than they were.
Yeah, you're saying that he would do better than 8 catches for 47 yards without a touchdown?
You would think.
Yeah.
Now, that's taken the Dak injury, the CeeDee Lamb injury, and everything else out of it.
But I also give credit to, because we, and I want to make sure we are talking about it enough, because this is was the dominant conversation, if I can get my words together, last week going into this game, which was the Falcons pass rush. So give some credit to those guys who had 3 sacks and were able to put in some pressure.
Yeah, and it was the second drive that they got after it immediately, and they completely kind of changed. Caden Ellis was a huge part of the game yesterday for the Falcons. Him and Arnold Ebiketie, to me, had their best games of the season. I saw great stuff from those guys.
Yeah, and let's not forget, was it Nate Lehman on the fourth down, CeeDee Lamb speed sweep?
No, it was Caden.
Was it Caden that jumps through, grabs the collar, and able to bring him down? I thought that was a massive play. And you talk about it. I said we were going to talk about Mike McCarthy. He slams the iPad down at one point in the game yesterday. They're trying to go for it on a fourth down. They have too many men in the huddle.
Yeah.
The other time on a third and four, I think Dan Orlovsky is talking about it on social right now. They have 10 men on the field for a big third and four swing pass to Bijan on a screen. This just was – it was a comedy of errors at points for Dallas. And I think that I don't want to spend too much time focusing on Mike McCarthy because I don't know how much longer he'll last in Dallas. But I think on the flip side, it's a good time to kind of talk about Raheem Morris and how – situationally, we've been elite, it feels like, at times. Because, look, you're back-to-back weeks now against a fake punt that you were ready for.
And you scored touchdowns after those.
Right, you shut those down. There's so many things that I feel like, situationally, we don't give Raheem Morris enough credit for in terms of these. Look, we've had two times we've won, obviously, against Philadelphia and then against Tampa late in the game where your clock management has been elite clock management by Raheem Morris. So, if there's any more questions about him, then you want to look at Dallas and say, well, Mike McCarthy's not it. Make sure you are also crowning Raheem Morris and what he's been.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And through the first half of this season.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.